56-year-old Doug Simons doesn't make this trek up to Mauna Kea as frequently as he'd like to.
Incredible to think that Hawaiians for hundreds of years came up without Ford expeditions.
The Florida native and University of Hawaii at Hilo astronomy graduate names the telescopes he's worked on as we wind our way up to the summit.
The newly refurbished UH 2.2 meter. I did a lot of my graduate work on that. It's a good old Gemini, so I spent 18 years of my career on that. Tonight, you'll see all the telescopes open up. It's kind of fun to see them come to life.
At the end of that road is the Canada France Hawaii telescope, one of the first built on the mountain. Simons is the director here.
The last snow of the winter next to our door. We saved some for you. Don't get that in Honolulu very often.
We enter the dome and make our way to the control room, which Simon says is empty most nights. The multi-million-dollar telescope is operated remotely from Waimea, a far cry from Simon's grad school days.
I literally had 3x5 cards and coordinates on pencil, and you go, you sort of shake the telescope operator at 3 a.m. and say, okay, we get it night to go over here. Yeah. So times have changed. And now the computer is entirely pre-programmed for the night.
Simon says by the next day, astronomers are able to access data on what was observed from anywhere in the world via the internet.
So let's see, would you like to go see the telescope?
Yes.
Let me head on up.
The telescope opens.
The dome opens to the sky.
Wow. This thing is massive.
Yeah, so this is about 30 meters across. About the same size dome as Gemini or Keck. And they are exercising everything, make sure it's behaving itself. They're probably also showing off for a little. They know the director's up here with the journalists. So.
You can understand why Simons wants students to experience this.
I see kind of the terrain in front of me as one in which my biggest contribution can be to make sure that those in the next, you know, generation have the opportunities I had and more.
The observatory's created programs for local high schoolers and college students to expose them to astronomy and to the telescopes on Mauna Kea. About 100 graduates of the university program now work in science fields here in Hawaii.
For me, this is incredibly satisfying to see the opportunity for our community to be able to use and do research on the most powerful telescopes in literally in the world.
Simons doesn't know how the unrest on Mauna Kea will play out, but he hopes that Hawaii students will continue to have a place on the mountain. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.